Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Oh, this is very familiar. Is it not, my partner? The times we have spent here, just being. If you're just listening to this, the first message of this time, in Kauai, in 2019, we have just arrived, the first day. We are steps away from Ahea. And I want to talk about that for just a moment. But the very land reeks with preciousness and history and teaching. And some of you in this entourage with me today have come here for one reason, and something else is going to happen. Sometimes within your own cellular structure, there are messages that you don't even recognize yet. And they'll push and pull you to several places or to be with certain people. And there the sparks will happen, either of enlightenment or relationships or business. And it's happened to you. And some of you know that, even here. But this place, of all the places on the planet, speaks some of the loudest words to those who have been here before. And I speak now about other lifetimes. You sit in a precious place, especially this island. It is unique for several reasons that my partner will explain later to you. It is not like the other islands of this state of Hawaii, not at all. But what about you? A moment ago, you stood in front of the heiau. And what you see there is rocks. Old. And whatever structure was there is gone. Now I'm going to call this channel and title it The Many Faces of the Ancestors. As you look upon the heiau, if you don't know what a heiau is, you'd think, well, it's a ruin of some kind with signs that say, don't touch it. That means that the ruin is somehow special or protected or sacred to those who live here. So far, so good. You'd also say that something probably happened in the past to make it sacred and precious. And you'd be right. But it's ruined in that there are ruins. There is not much left. If any structures were there or walls were there, there isn't much there now because time at the ocean takes its toll. So how old is it? Well, they'll tell you that it's the beginning of Hawaii and Hawaiians. Now, if you start to look at the history that is told to you of Hawaii, you'll know that that heiau has been here perhaps 1,000 years, maybe less, maybe more. But I'll tell you something. It's new. It represents that which happened with the Polynesians, who became the Hawaiians, and the culture that you learn is much more than 1,500 years old. Now that's a lot, especially at the ocean, and that's why it's in the shape it's in. It's precious because it was royalty. It's precious because it represents something that the Hawaiians want to keep, and they're correct. They're absolutely correct to do so. But I want to tell you something. There's very little here that truly represents the real ancestors. When a Hawaiian speaks of their ancestors and they speak highly of them, they represent that which came from Micronesia and Polynesia. That is the story of how the population occurred on these islands. Dear ones, that's their story. But my partner's also going to tell you another story later in the excursion. Because when all of those Polynesians got here, the first records of when they got here, they realized they weren't alone. That there were already structures, that there was already history. And although I won't give it away because I want his story to be profound for you, most of that which was already here was right here on this island. History before history before history. What if I told you there were several civilizations here before the Polynesians and the Micronesians arrived and said they were first? Here's the question. Whatever your race, wherever you've come from, whatever country you think is your own, you are aware, are you not, that your Akash is probably not necessarily that race or that country. The soul reincarnates all over the planet, old soul. And the big question is this: who are your ancestors? There is a bigger question in a moment I'm even going to give you. But the many faces of the ancestors is this. When a kahuna or a shaman talks about their ancestors, they're not talking about 1,500 years. They're talking approximately 30,000. They're talking about Lemurian presence, things that have not yet been proven, and yet the orality of the traditions and the mythology speak as one about what happened here. Did you know that there are indigenous all over the planet who know what happened here? Even without talking to one another, they know what happened here. I want to ask you, is it possible that through these thousands of years, old soul, you might have been here? And the only way you're going to know that is it's going to speak to you this day, tomorrow, the next day, in ways that only you will be able to interpret. The chills you will get, the remembrance of the hot breeze or the cool breeze or the sound in the trees or how the land tends to speak to you, how that red earth comes together with the blue skies and the ocean sounds and says, welcome home. And if that occurs to you and you start to feel it and you resound to it, you know you were here. And if that's the case, dear ones, you are an ancestor. Are you getting this part? You may be your own ancestors. When the kahuna speaks of the ancestors and the help that she receives from them and the talk she gets from them, is it possible that your soul might be included in all of her healing and all of her wishes and all that she feels? Because the family reassembles in this energy in odd ways. And here you are, sitting on the beach next to a very sacred heiau, which is new. But the kahuna's ancestors, they're the ones that came before that and before that. And the chances are very high that many of you who would be drawn to this place at this time were here. And so the invitation for the entire trip, for the entire excursion, is to validate it. Is it or is it not so that you might have been here or you might feel something? My partner tells his story that when he was a small teenager, 14 years old, that he wept when he arrived. And that is because his Akash had already recognized the land, the energy, the feeling. And he couldn't control it. And dear ones, this was so long ago before Kryon. But it touched him in ways that he only now understands. It's the same thing that we're inviting you as adults to feel. Sometimes you have to be here a number of days before you're softened up enough to feel it. And what I mean by that is all of you will carry that business that you came from, the everyday life that you came from, the thoughts that are still whirling around in your mind. You're still really not there, not quite there. But you will be within 2 days. And you'll start to see things and recognize things. And the land may actually start to sing to you, and the breeze may have a song. And they all may tell you about times that were beautiful, as they are here, as they are now, and ask you to remember the peace, the joy, the learning, the profundity of you looking a little different when you were here. I tell you these things not just because you're here listening to a channeling. I tell you these things because of all of those who will ever come to be in a group on a cry-on gathering here on this island, there are always those who have no idea what they're in for. Some of them will even turn around, go home, and come back and live here. Guaranteed. Happens every time. Because they know it and they feel it, and this is what they've been waiting for. And if you don't feel it that strongly, I ask you to feel it with each other. But there may be things here for one another that you didn't expect. That happens. When like-minded, benevolent, compassionate people come together with purpose at this place, there's always sparks. There's always purpose. I want you to relax into the day, into the energy, into the information. Take a deep breath. Understand what I'm saying. There may be more here than would ever meet the eye, besides the beauty. So be circumspect and esoteric, and let it happen if it's to be so. And understand that that Akash of yours may want to speak to you in ways it never has before, just to say to you, there's something more you should know about who you are, where you've been, what you've done, that makes you even more magnificent than you thought you were. Blessed is this group, this day, this time, in this place. A magical place where there's a great deal of mystery even still. And one of them is how in the world you can be here standing on a mountaintop. That's a puzzle. We'll tell you more about that later. And so it is.